From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. FEMA, in coordination with the Federal Communications Commission, is conducting a nationwide test of the emergency alert system and wireless emergency alert system on Wednesday. The test will send messages using both the wireless emergency alert system as well as the EAS. The WEA portion will start at 11:18 a.m., the EAS at 11:20. Area residents should receive the notification shortly after the test begins. Both messages will clearly state that they are tests only. No action is required. Cell phone towers will broadcast the WEA test for about 30 minutes, beginning at 11:18. During that time, WEA-compatible cell phones that are switched on within range of an active cell tower and whose wireless provider takes part should be capable of receiving the test message. The message will read, "Presidential Alert," and a text that says, "This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed." Lisa Rosmacher, who has served as president of Humboldt State University since 2014, announcing that she will retire from the California State University system after the 2018-2019 academic year. In a message to the HSU community, Rosmacher said that she had enjoyed serving as president, but the timing was right to move to the next stage of her career. She had discussed her plans over the summer with CSU Chancellor Timothy White. The CSU will soon launch a national search for President Rosmacher's successor. Under university policy, the chair of the CSU trustees, Adam Day, and Chancellor Timothy White will select a committee made up of various campus stakeholders who will be publicly announced at a later date. Campus and community input will be sought in an open forum held on campus. Well, Chevron says it'll donate $100,000 towards local public school classrooms in Humboldt, Del Norte, Lake, and Mendocino counties to help fund eligible projects posted to donorschoose.org, part of its Fuel Your School program. Chevron's encouraging public school teachers in those counties to submit classroom projects requesting needed supplies and education materials, student-led project initiatives, and student life essentials, things like clothing, personal hygiene products, and food. This can also include materials to help rebuild classrooms. Well, with fall's cooler temps and higher humidity, Six Rivers National Forest staff getting ready to begin prescribed burning to reduce hazard fuels that could contribute to extreme fire behavior should a wildfire occur. Prescribed burning will be implemented as fuel, moisture, and weather conditions permit. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.